The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, I never encourage panic about anything. And I'm serious. I'm not a sensationalist. In fact, I try to do exactly the opposite and still calm in my audience and so forth. So what I'm about to say is not intended to cause any panic, but you need to be aware if you're not already aware. There are already major supply shortages all across America on almost every commodity. Electronics, food, you name it. Huge shortages. And all of the experts are saying it's going to get much worse between now and Christmas. Now, let me get to the bottom line, and then I'll get to some of the details. I would encourage you, if you can, to do some of your Christmas shopping early. Because the closer we get to Christmas, the more critical the supply shortages are going to be. They're major. I mean, everything from toys to electronics, not only are the prices going up, televisions have gone up, I think, like 15% in cost in the last 7 months. What happened 7-8 months ago? Oh, the new administration, new president. Yeah. All of these rises in costs. What a coincidence. They've all occurred since Joe Biden was sworn in as president. Well, again, I'm not trying to create any kind of panic. I'm just laying this out, and it is absolutely true. Toys, the popular toys, you're not going to be able to find them if you wait much longer. Electronics, there is already a huge shortage of electronics. Now, why? Well, have you seen the photos of the cargo ships off the coast of California? The Long Beach port and the San Francisco port are two of the largest ports, seaports, in the United States. There are some on the East Coast as well. Right now, as we speak, sitting off of Long Beach, this is one port, there are 146 cargo ships sitting out in the ocean, anchored, sitting. 146 cargo ships waiting to get unloaded. In the dock, there is an all-time record number of cargo shipping containers. Over 80,000 shipping containers are sitting on the dock, waiting to be put on trucks, waiting to be shipped across. All-time record. There has never been this many shipping containers sitting there waiting to be transported to places around the country. And there are 146 ships right now off the coast of California. This is Long Beach alone. And every one of those cargo ships have a few thousand, at least many, many hundreds, some of them 1,000 shipping containers sitting on those, filled with TVs, cameras, toys, rugs, furniture, you name it. It is one of, if not the largest, backups in cargo in American history. Now, President Biden, back the 1st of August, in a press conference, said he was aware of the situation and would be handling it very soon. He said on August 11th, and I quote, "My administration is bringing together the port operators, shipping lines, the labor unions, trucking companies, railroads, and others to speed up the port's operations." That was on August 11th. On August 21st, President Biden appointed John P. Porcari as a, quote, port envoy, end quote. Port envoy to join Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to solve the shipping problem. Yeah. This past week, on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Pete Buttigieg was asked, "What are you trying to do to solve this problem? And when do you believe the problem is going to be resolved?" Here was the transportation secretary's answer. "Obviously, it's an incredibly complicated situation." He said that the administration is handling the problem by holding, and now I'm quoting, "video conference roundtables of private companies, port operators, and labor unions to discuss the problem." So President Biden on August 11th says, "We're on it. Don't worry about it." On August 21st, he appointed a special port envoy to deal with the problem and to work with Pete Buttigieg. And just last Thursday, the transportation secretary was asked, "What update can you give us?" And he simply said, "We're having video conference roundtables." On Friday of last week, reporters asked President Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, "What is the president doing about this crisis?" And she said, and I quote, "The president recognizes that there are several layers of the challenge here that contribute to the bottleneck." She went on to say that President Biden had appointed a port envoy, and that was, quote, "proof the administration is handling the crisis." Do you see a pattern? When the border situation just began to go crazy shortly after Biden was inaugurated as president, because the message went all over the world, the borders are now open. Biden is president, the borders are open, and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people began rushing to our southern border because the message was, the border's open, y'all come. It became an unbelievable crisis. What did President Biden do? He appointed Vice President Harris to handle the situation. And he washed his hands of it. He appointed someone to take care of it. So that was it. He appointed the vice president to handle it. It was weeks and weeks and weeks before she ever went to the border. She has been there once. And the crisis has gotten worse and worse and worse. Today, it is worse than it's ever been. So now we have this crisis of shipping. And the president's response, he has appointed an envoy to talk about it and have video conferences. Now, are things better today than on August 11th when President Biden admitted this was a disaster? Are things better today, October 11th? No. In fact, they're worse. Jen Psaki said on Friday, the fact that the president designated and appointed someone at that level with a range of vast experience shows that this is a part of the issue we're absolutely focused on. So my intent was not just to attack this administration, but just so you know, it doesn't look like this is going to get better anytime soon. There is such a backlog, hundreds of ships off the coast, and they've been sitting there for days, some of them for weeks, with their cargo, their crew, and they can't do anything about it. The ports are filled with shipping containers that have not been distributed yet. It is almost impossible for things to get any better between now and Christmas. So, again, I'm not trying to create panic, but I'm just telling you there are going to be dramatic shortages unless something really, really dramatic happens between now and Christmas. So, do what you can to get the things that you want, you need for your family.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. I hate to even bring up the whole COVID thing. We've kind of avoided it today, but good news, the COVID cases today, and Monday is usually a big day. If you watch the pattern, and I usually check the Ohio Department of Health COVID site almost every day, and I look at current trends. That gives you how many new cases, how many new hospitalizations, ICU, and the number of deaths. And if you follow the pattern, the weekends are usually really low. And I'm sure there's reasons for that. I'm not even going to get into it. But usually, the weekends are much lower than during the week, particularly Sunday. Well, Saturday and Sunday were pretty high. But today, Monday, which is usually a big jump, we had the lowest number of new cases in over 3 weeks. Yeah, the lowest number of new cases in more than 3 weeks. Now, you'll notice something funny. Tonight on your evening news, they always have the COVID report. If it's a big jump, they'll talk about it. We had a huge surge today, a lot of big, you know, a big increase. If the numbers go down, they will probably just show the graph on the screen, won't even mention it. Because it was a big drop. And the lowest number of new cases in 3 weeks. Is this a trend? I don't know. But things are trending down. There is no doubt about that. And cases down south, Texas, Florida, that had big surges just recently, all of them are showing a dramatic decrease. Some of the northern states that went crazy on masks and lockdowns and so forth, they're still surging. But anyway. So that's good news here in Ohio, the number of cases. Then we come to the vaccine thing. And let me repeat what I have said over and over again. I am absolutely opposed to vaccine mandates. Absolutely opposed. This should be a personal decision. And I am convinced that the mandates have caused more and more people to refuse to get the vaccine if they had never mandated. I think more people would have been open to getting the vaccine if they simply would have said, hey, here are what we believe are the facts. Here's the good, the bad. Here, you know, you make up your own decision. I think far more people would have gotten the vaccine than when the federal government says, you're going to get vaccinated. The unvaccinated people are going to cause us all to die. Well, we're watching this disaster in the air. Southwest Airlines and some others who have mandated all of their employees to get vaccinated. Many, many pilots are saying, nope, not going to do it. Well, anyway, then there's the military. Headline from today. Hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops have not yet complied with vaccine mandate as deadlines near. Here's the story. Hundreds of thousands of U.S. service members remain unvaccinated or only partially vaccinated against the coronavirus as the Pentagon's first compliance deadline is near. We have 2.1 million troops in our military, and the estimate is several hundred thousand are not yet vaccinated. So what's the Pentagon going to do? They going to court-martial? Going to kick people out? They going to throw them in the brig? The U.S. military very, very soon is going to have a real tragedy on their hands. If they enforce this vaccine mandate, we are going to have a military crisis in America. So we'll see. Who's going to blink? And then this, a Colorado-based health system will refuse organ transplants to patients who are not vaccinated. Well, what if they're going to die without the transplant? They don't care. This is wicked. I mean, this is evil. Large Colorado-based health system says that they will deny organ transplants to any and all patients who are not vaccinated. So, do they refuse to treat people who smoke? Do they refuse to treat people who take drugs? This is the unthinkable totalitarian nature of the liberal left. And people are going to die. It's sad. It's tragic. Hey, folks, thanks for joining me. Have a great evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.